Okay, so we got to the bottom of Peches on Beis, five lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, Amar Mar, stated Gemara, Uptur milasos Pesach Sheni, and they're potter from performing Pesach Sheni. So this was in reference to when the master forgot what he had told the Eved to do. Eved, go shecht either gdi or tle, and the master just forgot which one he had said. So the halacha was that he should shecht both of them, and he can't eat it because one of them may not have been the one that he actually had designated. So therefore, he just sends it off to the base straight for. They burn both animals, but the guy himself, the Baal Bayis, is potter from bringing a Pesach Sheni. It's not even going that one. I think it's actually going on the Tyroves case. I apologize. Yeah, this is going on the Tyroves case. Let's remember again what happened. You had five people who brought Karban Pesach. You removed the skins from all of them, and then found out that one of the skins had a mum on it. You weren't sure which one of the five would have had a skin on it. Halacha was, shecht and bizark all five karbanos, but you can't eat them. No one can eat them, but they're potter from Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara asks now, Amamar, p'tur melas Pesach Sheni, are they really potter from doing a Pesach Sheni? One of them is not going to be Yotze's chiv of Karban Pesach, because one of the karbanos, one of the five, had a mum in it. So one of them had a mum in it, so one of the five chaburas are going to be pasur, are going to be not yotze dechiv. We're down here. Amar, again, this is quoting a statement from before, that people had, there's a mixture of karbanos pesach. You had five karbanos pesach that were brought. Then they removed the skins from all them, and then they had the skins in that corner. They looked and found one of the skins had a mum on them. They weren't sure which ones of the five. So halacha was that you just go ahead and be zorik the dam, you sprinkle the blood, And you're all yotze, but you can't eat the Karban Pesach because it's possible that your Karban Pesach was the one that had the mum, and you can't eat the mum. But they're all potter from doing a Pesach Sheni, the yotze lechiv. You don't need the skin.
You don't need.
You don't need it.
So why don't you eat the Karban Pesach if the skin is the problem?
No, because once the skin which had the mum was attached to the animal, the entire animal is disqualified. So we're not sure which one of ours had the mum, so none of us are allowed to eat it.
But the only thing is to eat Karban Pesach.
Correct.
With Korban Pesach.
It's a whole Indian, but it's not ma'akev nonetheless. You're still yotze if you don't eat it. But that's the ikar point, is to eventually eat it. Now, so none of us could eat it, but we're all yotze, and we don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara says, why don't we have to bring a Pesach Sheni? The ha'ika, isn't there one, the ha'ikachad, isn't there one of us? The lo nafik, one of us are not yotze, because one of us had an animal that was a baal mum. We don't know which one of us five had a baal mum, but one of us had a baal mum, so one of us are not going to be yotze. So the Gemara says, Mishum Dula Efshar. It's not possible. It's impossible to figure out which is the right person. What are you supposed to hechi of it? What options do you have? Again, you have five animals here. One of them is a baal mum. So let's see the options. Lesi kol chad v'chad Pesach. So let's say we'll all bring a Pesach Sheni. All five of us will bring a Pesach Sheni. Problem is, kol maisi chul nazar. You're going to bring chul nazar, which is an iser, machlokas, which is the rice of their banan, but you're bringing something that's chol into the azara. The arba minay avdilu, four of us, five, were ready yotze the Karban Pesach. One of us was not yotze the Karban Pesach. We're not sure which one. So let's say we're going to take the safe route and say all five of us, let's be machmir, and all five of us will bring a second Pesach Sheni. So four of us who already were yotze Pesach Rishon are not allowed to bring a Pesach Sheni. There's no chiv to bring a Pesach Sheni if you're already yotze. So if the four of them bring a Pesach Sheni, it's bring chul nazara. So you can't have all five room. So that's that option doesn't work. Lesi kul chad Pesach. So maybe we should all bring together one Pesach for all five of us. Problem with that is, nimsa Pesach nechal shlulam nuyav. The Pesach is going to be eaten by a person who's not part of the count. You could only be part of the guest list if you weren't yotze ready. But since four of us were already yotze, and we're going
to
be add-on...
We're trying to be yotze.
Four of us were definitely yotze. We're just not sure which one weren't. Because one of them is a baal mum, one of the five is a baal mum, we don't know whose it was. Before we're definitely yotze, we just don't know who. But let's say we want to be safe and just say everyone will bring one together as one unit. So we'll all write a guest list, we're all part of the guest list, we bring one carbon for Pesach Sheni. Problem is, the four of us, who we don't know who they are though, but four of us who were yotze, cannot be part of the guest list if they were already yotze. So what comes out is that you have the Pesach which is being eaten by people shalolim nuya, people who are not part of the guest list. Meaning you can't be part of the guest list if you were already yotze or chiv. So you can't have everyone bring one. So hi Mai, what are you supposed to do? So Nisich Kocha Minayu Pischo, everyone should bring their own Karban Pesach now. Vinisni, and make the following tonight, make the following stipulation. And Naaman say as follows. Ididi Baal Mum, if mine, that was the Baal Mum on the Pesach Rishon, Hi, the Icy Hash, the one I'm bringing now in Pesach Sheni, Nevi Pesach, this will be my Pesach. And each one makes such a Tanai. And the other way around, V'idi Tam, if mine, the Pesach Rishon, was a Tam, was not a Bamum, was a good Pesach, Hi, the Icy Hash, the Nevi Shlomim. The one I'm bringing now is going to be a Shlomim. So that takes out of it. Again, I bring one animal. I bring a set. I say, if mine was a Tam, so this one now is a Shlomim. And it's not a bringing a Chulun Lazar. It's not a Pesach to the Zara, it's a Shlomim. And if the one I brought before was a Balmum, this one would be my Pesach, my Chiyah for Pesach.
But
looks like a very good time.
Supposed to have the Kavanah, the Shechita, if it's Pesach or Shlomim?
So in this, well, you have, I mean, the Lashma we spoke of, it's a good question, but you can make a Tanai like this. A Tanai like this will work. You could still, we have cases like this. So you have a Tanai, whatever is the right thing, Akash Baruch will make sure is Lashma. The problem with this Tanai is, what are you supposed to do with the animal? You're not sure which one it is. There's an afkamina. Because the Gemara says, Lo Efshar, this doesn't work either. This is impossible to make such a Tanai. Mishum de'ika chaze v'shok de'kohanim hu de'achlilei. When it comes to the Shlomim, Shlomim is it's called the Shlomim because it's Shalom. It brings peace to everybody, which means that everybody gets a part of it. The Mizbech gets part of the Shlomim, the Baal gets part of the Shlomim, and the Kohanim get part of the Shlomim. Which part of the Shlomim do the Kohanim get? They get the chaze shok. The chaze is like the thigh, and the shok is, I think, the lower part of the leg. They get that part of the Shlomim. So if it's a Pesach, the chaze and Shlomim, the chaze and shok go to the Baal. If it's a Shlomim, the chaze and shok go to the Kohen. So what do you do with these parts of the animal? Who's eating it? The people who are part of the Karban Pesach? Or maybe it's Karban Pesach, or maybe it's a Shlomim, and maybe the Kohen should eat it. Not sure who to eat it. So it doesn't work to make it such a Tanai, because there's going to be Nafkamina. I have to got to know if it's a Shlomim or if it's a Pesach. So the Gemara says, maybe you should do as follows. V'nesi kol chad v'chad Kohen b'hadei. Maybe you should bring, everyone should bring a Kohen with them. So I'm going to bring an animal and have a Kohen as part of my guest list, so we'll be together. Either way, he'll eat the Chazei v'shok. If it's a Shlomim, he gets a Chazei v'shok. If it's a Karban Pesach, he eats a Chazei v'shok either way. So Gemara says, well, hi Kohen, hey Chidami. Which type of Kohen are we talking about?
It's called a Rentu Kohen, no?
Right, exactly. He David Pesach. So if the Kohen brought the Pesach already, I'm just tagging him along for the Pesach Sheni, for the Shlomim part. Well, Dimahai Pesach uvenim to Pesach Necha Shlom Nuya. That doesn't work. If he already was Yotze the Pesach, Pesach Rishon, I'm just dragging along with me for my situation, and it's a Tanai, I'm not sure if it's a Shlom, I'm not sure if it's a Pesach. Well, let's say this one's a Pesach now. He can't eat the second Pesach because he already ate the first Pesach. That's not going to work. So maybe if you eat the law of it, maybe it's a type of Kohen who is not Yotze his first Pesach, he needs to bring a Pesach Sheni. Eat the law of it Pesach. Dilma Shlomim Hu, below Avid Pesach. Well, maybe, I have the Suffolk. He has the Vada. He needs the Vada to bring a Pesach Sheni. I have a Suffolk. So let's say I was the one who was already Yotim a Pesach Rishon. So this one actually turned into, since I make the Tanai, it ends up being a Shlomim. This poor Kohen doesn't get the Pesach Sheni, because for me it's a Shlomim. And it's a Shlomim for him also. It won't work for him either. So then the Gemara says, maybe V'nimne Ulaya Hani Chamisha Pesachim. So maybe you should count them all together. Let's see, what do you mean count them all together? Put them all together on one Pesach. V'nimnu alayu hani chamisha psachim. Maybe take one Kohen, not each of us have our own Kohen. We take one Kohen and have him be part of all our guest lists, all five of ours. The konafke, sorry, I skipped a line. The imanoshach ikachad the lo avid pesach v'konafki bay. He'll definitely, one of the five of us, definitely we're not yotze, so he'll eat a little bit of kazayis from each of the karbanos. Four of them will be shlamim, he'll eat the chazi v'shok, and they'll be shlamim, that's fine. And one of them will vada, we don't know which one, but one will be vada a karban pesach, and this way he'll be yotze, and that seems to be a very good solution. Problem now is, okay, sounds like a very good solution, but there's another issue. You're lessening the amount of time that the carbon pesach, that shlomim, can be eaten. Why? The pesach is eaten one day and one night. The shlomim is eaten for 2 days, a day, a night, and a day. So by you making this tanai, you're basically making the shlomim being shortened in terms of the amount of time eating it to only a day and a night. You lose an entire day the next day. So we don't want to be mafsid, because that's being mafsid kudshim. So that's not allowed. That seems to be problematic as well. Right, so Rashi said, look, the kamamait ba'achila the shlamim. It's six lines from the top of Rashi, two narrow lines down. The kamamait ba'achila the shlamim. So what's the problem with that? Bizman achila. So you're lessening the time of eating. She'ochel es kulam liyom v'layla. All these carbonos have to be eaten only a day and a night, because it might be the Pesach. V'sarif es anosu, you have to burn the remainders. Vim shlamim hu, a dying no sir. It's not no sir yet for shlamim. You still have another 12 hours to eat it. V'nim tzasarif kachim ksherim. And you can't burn kachim that are completely kasher. So that's going to be the problem with this tonight. So Gemara says, I got a good solution. Let's bring v'nesei mosar ha-pesach. Bring over leftover Pesach. What Pesach? So look at Rashi v'nesei b'mosar Pesach. We came across this a few times already. Rashi explains, mitchilaso yitnu alav. You should make the following tonight in the beginning. Im sheli tam haya, if I was ready yotze with the tam by the first Pesach Rishon, zeye mosar Pesach. This one should be mosar Pesach. Shu karev shlamim. What a mosar Pesach is Pesach that becomes leftover. A leftover Pesach, in essence, is really a shlamim. However, it has a din of a hukah Pesach shenechal liyom v'layla. It still retained a certain level of kedushas Pesach, where it's only eaten a day and a night. So this would seem to be the solve of the problem. It's a shlamim. It's a type of shlamim that's only eaten one day, one night, not 2 days, one night. That's a mosar Pesach, which is leftovers from the Pesach. Leftover Pesachim turn into shlamim. And say as follows, the Gemara says, again, v'nisi mosar Pesach, bring a leftover Pesach v'nemi. Edidi ba'al mum, if the first Pesach mine was ba'al mum, Haidi Icy Hash, the one I'm bringing now is a Nevi Pesach. This will be my full bona fide Pesach Rishani. Idi De Tamhu, if my first one was a Tam, I was Yotze ready in Pesach Rishon. Neve Haid the Icy Hash Shalmim. The most, so let this one now be Shalmim. The Moser Pesach Nechal Liyom V'layla. So that's what that seems to be a very nice solution. Make it a Moser Pesach, which is this unique type of Shalmim. There's a lot to be said about this, but we'll come back to this in a moment. Now the chima frishin tchila lemosros.
And the same body parts eaten.
The same body parts eaten, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I believe so, yeah. I think the only difference is the amount of time that's eaten for one day, one night, like the Pesach. Right. So Gemara says, v'chima frishin tchila lemosros. Do you really, are you able to lichat chila, separate a carbon to be a mosar, to be a leftover? A leftover is only when it got left over. But I can't make lechachila a leftover karban Pesach, a mosar Pesach into shlamim. It only means if I happen to set aside a number of karbanos Pesach, and one of them is a leftover, that becomes a mosar Pesach turned into shlamim. So then Gemara says, maybe, v'nitshechu v'naisi mosar Pesach. Maybe, so Gemara says, maybe you should go search, send out a search party, put out an advertisement, and find out who actually had a leftover Pesach that season. I can't be mafresh a Mosar Pesach lechachila, but I could try to find a person who has a Mosar Pesach. So I'll look around, see who has a Mosar Pesach, and his I could use, and use his Mosar Pesach as this tonight. So Gemara says, okay, that seems to be a very, very good solution also. Not very practical, probably hard to find the Mosar Pesach. But even if you could find the Mosar Pesach, there's still going to be another problem. El mishum de smicha. Smicha is going to be a problem. Laying the hands on top of the animal. Dilu Pesach, when it comes to Karban Pesach, lo bai smicha. Karban Pesach does not require smicha. Vilu mosar, but a leftover Pesach, bai smicha does require smicha because shlamim requires a smicha. So, what are you supposed to do here? If it's a tanai, whether it's a mosar Pesach shlamim or whether it's a real Pesach, are you supposed to do a smicha or not? There's a nafkamina. Shlamim requires a smicha. Karban Pesach does not require smicha. So then the Gemara says, fine. Hotinach karban anashim. So I understand karban anashim. They require smicha. That's a good question. So, however, karban.
It's a good question.
It's still, we have a good kasha. What are you supposed to do? This is. Gemara said.
A question,
it may make, right, it makes sense. Meaning, we understand why the guy does not bring a Pesach Sheni. Going back to the initial Gemara, he doesn't have to bring a Pesach Sheni because he's stuck. He can't do a smicha, so he's potter from a Pesach Sheni. Very good. But karban nashim, Michael Mamer. Let's say if a karban that's just women who are part of the karban Pesach, so they should have to bring a Pesach Sheni because they don't do smicha anyways. They wouldn't get into such an issue. So let's say this suffix happened to a karban nashim of women, they should have to find the Mosar Pesach, and the smicha wouldn't be an issue. Why then does the Brisa before tell us that they're completely exempt from bringing a Pesach Sheni? If they were Nashim, they would have to bring a Pesach Sheni with such a tonight on a Mosar Pesach.
This recording is only for men, right? I don't want to get any ideas going on. Women Korban.
The Korban on Nashim we're talking about is the Shlamim, the Mosar Pesach Shlamim wouldn't it need a smicha? The Pesach doesn't need a smicha.
Pesach doesn't need a smicha. So that the most the Nashim had the suffix. So let's say else is Moser Shlomim for themselves, Moser Pesach for themselves.
That's what it means? Or it means if they got the Moser Pesach from the woman?
No, because then if I got it, now it's mine, I would have to do smicha. Mm-hmm. Depends whose it is currently.
So if it's women who got the Moser Pesach, who just said the Moser Pesach needs
smicha. In general, but unless it's that own a woman has it right now, they wouldn't have to do smicha on it. I would imagine it goes based on who has
it
now.
It's not based on the actual, the Eid Bechavta itself.
Right. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Ella, fine, even if you want to say women would have no issue of smicha, that wouldn't be a problem. There's still going to be another problem. And Mishim Matnos is the sprinklings on the Mizbeach of the blood, the Matanos. De'ilu Pesach, when it comes to the Karim Pesach, Matana Achas, you only do one sprinkling of the bread, one time. The shlamim, you do it on two of the corners, which end up being four, because each corner you get four sides, total of four sides, but you only do it two times. Shlamim is done twice, Pesach is only done once. So what are you supposed to do? How do you treat the dam of this sulfate carbon? So the Gemara says, my nafkamina, who cares? What's the big deal? V'hat tanan, doesn't the Mishnah tell us, in Zvachim, I believe, call nisnim al mizbeach hachitzon, all the sprinklings that take place in the outer mizbeach, which is the main mizbeach that we do most of the carbonos things. The inner ones, Mizbech HaPnimi, is really Mizbech HaKtaris. Shenasun b'matan achas cover. That all sprinklings in the Mizbech HaChitzon, the outer Mizbech, Chatas and Ola Shlamim, although, ideally, the Chachila is supposed to have more, if you did it just one dam, one sprinkling, you would be Yotze. So this is a case of B'dievet, basically. We're not sure what to do, so just do one time, and you'll be Yotze, your Pesach and Shlamim, if it's a Shlamim. So that gets out of the problem. So Mar says, no, there's a different problem still, because Ela Mishum Te'ilu Pesach B'Shvicha V'ilu Shlamim B'Zrika. The way you do the sprinkling of blood is very different. When it comes to the Pesach, you have to pour it. When it comes to the Shlamim, you have to throw it. And how do you do it? Do you pour it or do you throw it onto the Mizbeach? That's a big nafkamina. So then Mar says, my nafkamina, what's the nafkamina there either? V'ha Tana, doesn't the Brisa teach us? Kol Anisim B'Zrika Shinasim B'Shvicha Yatza. Anything that chachila you're supposed to do zrika, if you were to do b'di'eved shvicha, pouring it over, you'd be yotzioso. So just take it and pour it, and you'll be safe that way. Because b'di'eved, you'll be yotze your shlamim. Again, even though ideally the shlamim is supposed to be zrika, shvicha works b'di'eved. So finally, after this long discussion, the Gemara concludes, Eimar deka aminon di avad, meaning b'di'eved. L'chachila nami? Just because we said all these things work b'di'eved, I guess in terms of shvicha, zrika, let's start with that one. Even though b'di'eved, shvicha, can accomplish a zrika, that's only b'di'eved if you did it that way. But lechachila, we do not advise you to pour it
good
over.
Good
so,
yeah. Right,
there you go.
So,
what's the solution? No solution. Meaning, since there's no solution is that the people are potter from a Pesach Shenim because there's no way any Tanai we tried working with exactly.
Because B'diyah, I don't cap this, because L'chadchila you wouldn't be Yotze in that manner, we tell the person not to do a Pesach Shenim. We have a way for them to do a Pesach Shenim and be Mekayim Der Mitzvah Seh. We tell them not to do it because B'diyah, because it's not, it wouldn't be done in L'chadchila Ofen.
Yeah, well, why you bothered by that?
Because we're being Moker all Naseh for lechatchila. It seems strange to me.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
No, it's in a special situation. If there's a mum and you find out there's a mum afterward, so what do you do? That's the starting from there.
In the mum, but we have, let's say we're talking about women, we have a mahalach, because they could bring a moser pesach, we have no issues of smicha, we have everything great, but the problem is that we don't want to bring a korban, we'd rather tell them to mevatel their korban than go ahead and do it in a manner that would be mutter, be permissible, but just not lechachila. To me, that's very surprising.
Why? Because you're setting up a system that's b'di'evet.
You're not setting up a system. First of all, this whole situation is b'di'evet, number one. We're not talking about lechachila situation, because the women are already in a situation where they got stuck with a baal mum the first time around. But we're telling you to be mevatel and mitzvah d'oraisa over not doing it in lechachila ofen. Trying to think of a good dimyon, but I don't think we typically say that. To be mevatel a mitzvah d'oraisa because you can't do it in lechachila ofen.
But it's not being, you're not being mevatel b'yadayim in mitzvah d'oraisa because I'm not sure which one it is. Who it is. Everyone has their own suffix. It's not really being mevatel.
This is the problem.
I mean, if we knew for sure, let's say she's vade chayev, and there's one animal left in the world to use, and it's a moser pesach, I would imagine we would allow you to do the moser pesach b'dieved, we would say that. Since each person is a safek, maybe that brings everything down. And it's not as urgent.
No, the chagiyav is sachakol. That's not throughout the problem.
What?
Should we have anything discussed here?
Don't worry about it. I'm sure you're not going to bring a korban anytime soon.
Maybe he will.
Huh?
He would do. If you go to Eretz Yisrael, there's some hakam.
Tosos asks this. Tosos is the bottom, towards the bottom. The second Tosos from the bottom. Honey, Mili David. He says, V'hu adin akulu amnesisin. Akulu amrinan. A number of times he's done this. V'hu adin akulu amrinan hachi. All these we said above. Asmicha, vat matanos, vat nosar, all those things above, bidyeved, we don't allow you to do over bidyeved. Don't do the bidyeved dinner. Always lechachila. Vatema, vechi beshvil, the shema, ye nosar, o mishim smicha. Because it might be an issue of smicha and an issue of nosar, delo ma'akva, alo, yasu matnos kilchasan, yichanes lide savikaris. Because all these dinim, we should, not do the lechachila way of smicha and bring her to a savikaris. Tosfos answers via Shlomer the Tov sheyitcha safek kares b'shevi antase mimashi yisur ruban shlo gugan ki kvar ruban asa pesach. I'd rather her just sit back and don't do anything. Shevi antase, do nothing. It's a safek kares, as opposed to doing something a proactive way of violating a bidyevid din. That's the din. Now it's also safek kares. If it's a vade kares, I think the dig would be enyachnami. We should tell her to. Be a dime, do it shalok hugan in order to get out of the vave karis.
Yeah, Tosus is more bothered by the fact that it's karis is on the line here. You know, it's not even just stam any bit the lase, but it's karis.
Right.
Which strengthens the question a bit more.
Shmuel Levitz and Landers would say you should have been around the time of Tosus.
Okay, fine. So it's a number of interesting things here. I think we still have time, right? Top Tosas, one interesting line in Tosas here, the Dear Rascal High, two-liner. Seems like very basic Tosas. He says, Im Tomer V'nisik Kohen Katan. Bring a Kohen Katan. What? Oh, sorry, Top Tosas here. High Kohen Hechi Dami Idav Pesach. We want to know, when originally we were suggesting which type of Kohen to bring, a Kohen who brought a Pesach, a Kohen who didn't bring a Pesach. So this Im Tomer V'nisik Kohen Katan, bring a young Katan under the age. Why is that suggestion? How will that help for a second? How will that help? I wasn't interested so much in the question, but mostly with the implication.
We were concerned of Pesach eating shalolim nuyav, right?
The katan shalolim nuyav.
Didn't we just say before that a katan
can be even though
it's not shalolim nuyav? That would help,
yeah.
Right? Wasn't that tosas l'shtasa?
Yeah, because a chinuch. So have a katan. See, he can be. A katan is allowed to be shalolim nuyav. Because for the purpose of the chinuch could override the issues of. By the way, I saw Tosas yesterday in Nazir, which I happen to see a different issue, which said the din, there's a difference between mitzvah asay, chinuch is mitzvah asay, and los asay is not bechal chinuch, it's bechal to mazir them. So he does such makes such a chilek. Either way. So what's the question of Tosas? He says, maybe bring a kohen katan, a young katan, and deal with the issue. So he said they asked the better question, fine. The implication is, how would the kohen katan help in terms of eating the shlamim? So the Acharon learned from here, you can be Yotzei, the mitzvahs achilas shlamim, or at least nesina shlamim, to even a kohen katan. The very fact that Tosfos makes this question, even a kohen katan can be Yotzei, then the mitzvahs nesinas karbanos. The Chikri Lev asks from the Gemara and Kedushin, which seems explicitly, says explicitly that one may not give kachim to a katan, and the Acharon deal with exactly what the difference is with this Tosfos and the Gemara and Kedushin. Okay, fine. What else do we have here? So even with the Mosar Pesach din, we say, what was one of the issues why the Shlomim wouldn't work as a substitute for the Pesach? Because Shlomim is eaten for 2 days, one night. Karm Pesach is eaten for 1 day, one night. You're limiting the amount of time. So the Mosar Pesach doesn't help much either. Because even the Mosar Pesach, it's going to be a Shlomim. You could eat it, although you can't eat it past the night. When I shecht it, let's say, Erev Pesach on Yudal Iyar. I shecht it on Pesach Sheni. So on that day, I could start eating the Mosar Pesach. If it's a Mosar, Shlomim, I can eat it that day and night. But once it's also Karim Pesach, though, it's a possibility of Karim Pesach, I can only eat it at nighttime. So I'm removing part of the daytime of eating it. Isn't that also being me'ayit, the din of kachim? So a few answers are given. The Shar Melech writes that since the Mosar Pesach is being shechted afternoon, the day is basically over. We're not machshiv that last few hours of the day as being ma'ayit the time. It's very small time. If it's an entire day it would cut off, that would be a problem. Just the last couple hours of the day, he doesn't think that's a problem. That's why it's not considered ma'ayit the Achias Pesach. The Sfas Emes writes, I don't remember all these answers. This is an interesting chiddush. The Sfas Emes writes that although the Pesach Rishon can only be eaten at nighttime, apparently he thinks the Pesach Sheni can be eaten day and night. Pesach Sheni is different. There are a lot of halachas, most halachas are pretty much the same, but for some reason, I don't know why, he thinks Pesach Sheni can be eaten day and night. So you're not changing anything around. The Mosar Pesach can be eaten day and night if it's a shlamim, and the Pesach Sheni can also be eaten day and night.
Pesach Shono. Pesach Shono only at night.
Only at nighttime, right?
Only Yom V'Laila.
Right, only Laila. Even though the Gemara says Yom V'Laila, it's Lav Dafka, really means only Laila. You have to wait until nightfall. Tzeisa Kochavim. Then the Zeich Yitzchak writes, the Isser of being Ma'ayit Kudshim only applies at the end. Remember, there was a reason why, because you might burn it early. But if you might from the beginning, you're not going to end up burning early. You still have the end time to finish it. So there's no issue when be ma'ayit from the beginning, only when be ma'ayit from the end. The Mikdash David has an interesting chakira when it comes to Mosar Pesach. What's the nature of this Mosar Pesach din? Is Mosar Pesach really a carbon bifnei atzmo? It's a unique category? Or is it really, he calls it, a shlamim that has limited time when you could eat it? It's really a shlamim, but you can only eat day and night as opposed to two different days.
You have a shot clock.
What? Exactly, you have a shot clock, but it's basically a shlamim.
Smicha is it's different, because then we say about shlamim, it needs smicha.
Mosar Pesach would also need a smicha, if it's even carbon bifnei atzmo. So he has a nafkamina about being mechal. I won't get into the nafkamina, but there is a nafkamina to these different dinim. Okay, fine. Let's go vayitu now. Says the new Mishnah halfway down, a little bit more halfway down. Ha'omer Levanov, he says to his sons, Harenu shochides ha-pesach ha-mishi yalav mikem rishon.
Wow.
Right here in the middle.
Mishnah Levanov.
Oh, I thought we're here.
Yeah, no, the one above that. Ha'omer Levanov, person says to his sons, Harenu shochides ha-pesach ha-mishi yalav mikem rishon lishalayim. I'm going to want you to shech the Pesach, and the one who gets to the Yushlan, the first one, I'm going to use his animal as the Karim Pesach. Please shech it on my behalf. Now, 10 children are running. And which one does he have in mind? Whoever gets there first, he says. Kevin Shehichnes Arishon, once the first one gets there, Rosho Verubo, his head and most of his body, enter into the gates, the boundaries of Yerushalayim, Zocha Bechelko Mezakeh Zachiv Himo. He's Zocha, his animal's the one, and he's Mezakeh on behalf of everybody else. They all join through the Din of Zichuyos I'm not the shlichos or whatnot, but he's mezakeh for everybody else. That animal will represent the entire family now. That's the din.
That piece is like very much in the sugya for sukkah. Like, is your head and your body
exactly? We were rosher based tilav beshama, right? In terms of the shear, the size of the pesach. So says the gemara, shma mina yesh breira. We see from here this breira. What's breira? We saw a few times that retroactively you could pick who it is. So in the beginning, when he sent all his children off, he didn't know who he was going to take. But he says, whoever gets there first, l'mafreya, that's the one who I want to have in mind. So Breyer works. You could do things, l'mafreya. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, no. K'dei l'zarezen b'mitzvos kamar. No, he really had in mind, in the beginning, everyone. Whoever gets there first. It wasn't like, live it retroactive. From the beginning, he had in mind, whoever gets there first, that was his initial intention. He said this whole din, just to be m'zarezen b'mitzvos, to hurry up, have a race. It's good to have races sometimes to get m'zarezen to do mitzvos. So he says, Dekanami, this is quite, this is a nice dig. It's quite, Dekasani, Mizake, Achiv Imo, that the other ones are Mizake along, the other brothers are Mizake along with him. So how's that a dig here that proves that way?
He's going right
through now. If it makes sense, he counted them all from the beginning. I understand how they could all be Mizake on each other. They're all really one unit. Let's say there was no mino in the beginning, there's no guest list. The bate de shachet mi kamismane. How could you be, let's say he came in there and he shechted right away. Once it's shechted, you can't create a guest list after the fact. Doesn't the Mishnah tell us, you can count, you can add a guest list, and you can remove people from the guest list as long as the shechita hasn't taken place. Once the shechita took place, you can't create a guest list. So the fact he did a shechita already, he got there and did a shechita, must be a case where the guest list was already created. So there was a previous guest list, and it was simply to make zerizas. It wasn't, as we said before, shecht it, and then retroactively we'll create the guest list. The guest list was made in the beginning with those intentions. And he just said this din, whoever gets there first, to be mezariz everybody to run fast to Yerushalayim.
We're talking about the father shechted with the das to be mimane.
Oh, you're right. The father shechted whoever gets there first. So he doesn't know who gets there first, I guess. That's the point, right?
Oh, it's not the kids?
So let's see. What is the case?
He's the kids.
So where is the father standing?
He's in Yerushalayim.
And he says, everyone come to me, you're saying. Whoever gets to me first.
And he called them.
And he shechted.
I didn't even call them, but he said...
Email
them. He said, I'm here waiting for you guys. Whoever gets here first, I'm going to shecht whoever brings me the animal. I guess they're bringing the animal?
No, I think he's shechting an animal he has.
He registered.
But we said that it's a person who shecht the idea bonov. So he was shechting.
So what is this? So if he's there, so what exactly is the first son doing? What's he accomplishing?
To become Nimne. In other words, the father's... I guess we're talking about bonov... Gedolim? Are we talking about Bun of Gedolim?
No, we say Umizaka Echavimo. Basically, the son who comes first, he's the one that's doing it for his brothers. He's coming.
No, what to say is that Mizaka Echavimo is that he makes his brothers also Nimne on the Korban.
So what are you asking?
I'm giving a Hezber. He's talking about the father shechting the Korban on behalf of whichever son comes first, and when that first son comes first, he's mezakeh everybody else, meaning everybody else also becomes nimne at that point. So I thought it was breira, where I said no, because the father had das for all of them when he did his shechita.
I see, okay. Makes sense, okay. I mean, we'll see in a moment, there's a couple of Rashi we have time for. The Rashi seems to indicate how you nimne on a Karban Pesach, you have to give money. So I guess lechor, when the father pays the money, he had everybody in mind. But he didn't tell anybody that.
No, but he had a registered list.
He didn't tell anybody that. He said to you, whoever gets it first, they'll give me the money, and they'll let it be Mizakeh on behalf of all their brothers. So,
question though, just if the father wants to do this for his children, right, and then one son is to be Mizakeh, the other ones, right, let's just say, so that list that he has there, the father puts together a list, or the sons literally would sign up in order to have this chus?
I don't know if you literally have to sign up for it.
Why?
We said the father could be Mizaka, he did Banov. The father could unilaterally sign up his children. There's no official sign up list. So.
No, I'm saying.
But he only need a father.
He's giving the opportunity
to his children. There doesn't have to be any willing participation, unless we're talking about Banov Gedolim. Then they could explicitly reject it, but we said Stam also that they're part of it.
Right.
So for his children, they're part of it.
Okay, so to get his case clear now we have it clear, that the father standing in Yerushalayim with the animal, he's about to shecht it. I'm shechting it, whoever gets it first. He's calling over the mountaintops. He sees his kids on the other side. I'm shechting now. Whoever gets here first is going to be Zoch on behalf of all their brothers here. They all run over.
You get a candy.
Exactly. He shechts it. But he shechts it before he actually gets there, I guess. And isn't that Brera? So it's not really the father in mind. Everybody, just trying to get them to come quicker. But the Zechush really took place Saideh the father. Okay, thank you for that. Says the mission, the new mission on the bottom. Li'olam nimnin olav.
Skip Tanya Namihachi.
Tanya Namihachi. Right before the mission, Maisa v'kidmu benos lebanim. There's one year he did such a thing, and the daughters got there before the son. V'nimtza benos rizus and banim shvelim. The women were quite zaris, and the boys were quite lazy. Says the new mission, Li'olam nimnin olav adshi bo kezayis l'chalecha v'echad. You could create a guest list up until the point where there's at least a kezayis to every single person. If there's less than a kezayis, then there's too many people on the guest list. Nimnim to motion, you could create a guest list, you could add people, and you could motion, you could pull people off. As Yudayim, you could pull them off, mimenu ad sheyishchat, until the shechita. But before the shechita, you could continue to change it. After the shechita, you can't change anything. You can't add, you can't subtract from the list. Rabbi Shimon Omer ad sheyizrek es dahadam. No, you have later on, even after the shechita, you could still change around the guest list, you could add and subtract, but once the zrika has taken place, you can no longer do that. So says the Gemara, Mai kamash shalom, what's the chiddush here? What's the kamash on the question? I think is what's the word li'olam doing it? Why li'olam? Li'olam nimnim. So ha kamash malam de afagav de imnu alav chaburazu choseres if nimnu alav chabur acheres. That even though you have one guest list now, you can change it. You could change the entire guest list from one to a completely new guest list. You don't have to have anyone remaining on it. Li'olam. You could always change it forever. Somehow that's learned out from the word li'olam. Rashi explained that Rashi doesn't explain how you learn that from the word liolam, but you can change a guest list completely. You don't have to have anybody remaining from the original guest list. Says the Gemara now, that machlokes in the Mishnah, at what point does the guest list have to be complete? By Shechita or by Zrika? When's the final point? Samra by machlokes limshach. The whole machlokes is about pulling off the list. That's the machlokes. Meaning, the Rabbanon, the first opinion of the Mishnah, the Tanakama, Savri, Mihiyos, Miseh. What does Mihiyos, Miseh mean? That's the Pasuk. Michiyusa, this says. Is this your Parsha also? You think about right? Mios, was going to learn it? Miosa, what's the trap on it? I'm kidding. Michiyusa, this says. Oftentimes, the Gemara makes the drush. I'm kidding. I don't think. We'll get you
home. I'm really thinking about it right now. You got
me going. Say, Miosa, Miseh. We oftentimes the Gemara has the ability to change a hey neches. They're both guttural. So hey, so michiyusa de seh, the chiyus, the life of the seh. As long as the animal's alive, you could pull people off the list. Once it's no longer alive, you can't pull people off the list. The Rabbi Shimon Asavar mehavayosa de seh. What is mehavayosa? The havayos, the actions of the. That's what the word vahayos. The actions of the seh, which seem to include even Rashi's Kodim Gemar Avodasav, the very last Rashi in the line, all the actions are done, which includes the Zrika. So as long as the Zrika, the Havayos, are not done, you can still pull people off the list. So the whole Machlokas, according to Abaye, is only about pulling people off the list. Aval Limanos, so to add people to the list, Divrei Akol Ad Sheyishchad, you only have up until Shechita. Even Rabbi Shimon will agree, Shechita is the last moment you could add people to the guest list. But you still have a few moments to take people off until the Zrika. Why is that so clear? Everyone agrees Shechita is the final point of adding. The Amr Kra b'macheset where's the pasuk here? B'michsas. There I need it. B'michsas nefashos. B'michsas nefashos v'hadar techosu. How do we learn this from here? Let's see.
First you have to register. Michsas nefashos.
And then you count. Techosu means shchita. You mean shchita. So first michsas nefashos, as you said, get the keep the list, and then techosu, then do a shchita, and then shchita is right after the guest of adding people to the guest list. So everybody, even Rabbi Shimon, will agree to that point. So says the Gemara now, the last two lines of the Amid. Tani nami hachi nimna nemoshin shaden mimenu ad sheyishchat. Rabbi Shimon Omer nimna ad sheyishchat umoshin ad sheyizrak adam. Exactly how Baye had thought the machlokas was. New mission on the top. Hamemana imo acher bechelko. A person, let's look at Rashi, top line. Hamemana acherim imo al piso. Echem mibnei chabura. Shehimna acherim imo al chelko below das chabura. So I'm part of the chabura. And I decided to take my part, and I want to have someone join in my chelik of the chabura. But I didn't tell anybody else about this.
Even him?
I knew. Listen,
even the guy that you added.
The guy I knew. I added him on. I didn't tell you guys about him. Us four are the chabura here. Another guy wanted to have joined me, so he joined my part, but I didn't tell any of you guys about it. So what's the din?
Just tell him to wake up.
So the Mishnah says, to wake
just
up.
Tell him to wake up to the Chabur,
Right. So says the Mishnah, Rashayin b'nei Chabur litein lo ashalo, v'ocha mishalo v'hein ochle mishalem. So the rest of the Chabur could say to this guy, take your part and get out of here, and you all go eat your stuff, and they eat their stuff. Your guy, you're added to the fifth person who wasn't invited, you could share your part with him, but this fifth guy has nothing to do with the rest of the meat. I'll take my 25% of the meat, and we and him will take it elsewhere. The interesting Sefer Hafla, writes in his Hakdama to his Sefer, he's talking about a person supporting someone in learning. So some people think that when you support someone in learning, Yisachar v'Zvul in that type of relationship, that the person of the person working will not only will he be zoche to Olam Haba, but he actually takes away the Olam Haba from the person learning. They split down the middle. I learn a full day, you work a full day, so we split the cost half and half. So you take half of my Olam Haba with you. I lose half my Olam Haba. He says that's completely not true at all. But the way it works is as follows, that I keep my Olam Haba completely. He also gets Olam Haba for giving the Zuchus, helping me learn better. He also, but it's not taking it away. So he has some remez he wants to do for the Mishnah here, which says as follows, that when the guy here is like the guy who's working, who's supporting, he's taking the chelek. He's taking the chelik away from himself. He's bringing it for himself, but he's not removing from anybody else on the chabura. So he thought this was a remnant to that din, that you who learn, you keep your Olam Haba. It's not taken away from you. But the guy also gets his zechus for helping to support.
We got our stand over here.
No, I thought the guy who helps support, he gets a bigger piece, because he doesn't schmooze, whereas the person learns, that the schmooze, but the guy pays the whole thing.
It depends what kind of a kolo guy he is.
It's only for out-of-town kolo.
It says the Gemara. Ibailu. B'nei chabura shahayu yadav shel echem hem yafos. Mahu. You have one guy in the chabura. One of us is a big eater. He eats a lot more than anybody else. So what's the din? Mahu shiyom lo tochel kachavetzei. Can we say to him, listen, get out of here. You eat too. It's not fair. You're going to finish everything before I get a kazayas here. You take your chalek. Let's split it evenly into four quarters. Take your quarter and get out of here. And that's it. Are you allowed to say that to him or not? Mi amrinan matzi amrlu. Hakabilson, could he respond back? You accepted me. Listen, you knew you should have thought about it in the first place. You should have looked at me. I'm a big guy. I eat a lot. And this is the Rashi.
You invited me to the barbecue.
Exactly. You got to be able to feed me. So look at Rashi. The first narrow line down in Rashi. Kabilson, kibaltuni aleichem, you accepted me in your guest list. Le'echel. Sorry? Right. Le'echel b'chol kochi b'dam halalu. So like, everything. So the deacon Rashi point out is b'damim halalu. What do you mean b'dam halalu? How are you part of the guest list? You have to pay in. You have to use money. You're kona, you have a chelek, you have a shutvis in the Pesach. That's how you're nimna. That's simply writing a guest list. You actually have to pay for it. There's someone pay for you. The Brisker Rav says the same thing based on, I think, Rabbeinu Chananel says the same idea. The Brisker Rav says the way you're being mezakeh on a Karim Pesach, nimna is through damim. So that's the first side. Did the guy say, listen, you put me part of the guest list, you have to be able to feed me? Oh, Dilma, perhaps we say. Matz lemeimar, you could say to the guy, Kikabilna, we accepted you as part of the guest list. Litikune zvicha adaita daachli tveimina lo kabilna. We accepted you to fix everything, to make sure there's no nosar, to take all the left, to be the garbage dump. But we didn't take you to take everything away, to eat more than anybody else. We just need you as a safeguard to make sure nothing's left over. We don't want any nosar. That's what we accepted you, but not to be... not
to have in every group one obese guy.
But not to eat 75% of the Pesach. So that's the Shiloh. So the Gemara brings a number of proofs. Quoting our Mishnah, Rashim b'nei chabur litein lo es shelo v'hu ochel es shelo v'hein ochel es shelahen. This is our Mishnah again, where I, without asking you guys, I brought another guy with me. So you say to me, you, me and a guy, get out of here, take your parts and take your 25% of the meat and you eat elsewhere. The guy's not going to take away. It's not fair to us. So my time, what's the reasoning for it? Is it not like, because my friend now, it's like we're eating double. So it's basically like having one guy who eats more than anybody else. We could see from here that you could throw the guy out. So if you have one guy who could eat a lot, you could throw him out.
What is yadayim?
Yadayim is just like portions. Yeah.
Like hands?
It means hand also, but I think in its context it means portions. It could also literally mean, it could mean like good hand, yafos meant good, quick hands and like getting the food and grabbing the food. Apparently there's in some of the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, so if the rule is, if the food falls off the plate, it's like hefker on the table. So apparently, if your food like rolls over, like if that grabs in like seconds, people just grab it off right away. If you have like quick hands like that, maybe that's what it refers to here.
Oh,
it
says your foot.
You
had plenty of food.
Sorry?
Oh, it says your foot.
Chef.
So
right.
Exposure.
I think so. So the Gemara says again, my time alive. Why do we kick the guy out, the guy and his friend out? My time again, la mishum to habilek yadaim shel echem hem yafos. Now visagadaitach yados yafos, a person with who eats a lot, matz yamel, who he could say to the other chabura people, kabilten eve haik yadav yafos. You accepted me. You accepted me part of the chabura. So what's the difference? So it must be that you can throw the guy out. Whereas no, amri lo, deil shiny, deil, different, two different people are different than one people, one person. Two different people, I invite a friend, why could he kick you out? Not because we eat a lot. The reason why he kicked me out is the inami tervayo kichabi mnei chabura. Even if, let's say, two people were as strong as one person, who da'achli matzi amrile, they could say to that guy, delo nichal an inish nuchar govan. We don't know this guy. You brought some stranger into our home to eat the chabura. We don't know the guy. We're uncomfortable eating in front of him. We want to know who's part of the chabura. That's why we could kick them out. You brought some stranger in the house. But it's not because he eats a lot. When the guy eats a lot, in Echanami, maybe the guy could still stay if one guy does eat a lot. So from here, there's not a raya. Gemara tries to attempt to bring another Gemara. Toshma HaShamish, the waiter, Sha'achal Kazai's Basar B'Tadatana. The Shamish, we spoke about this a few days ago. The waiter is busy making the Karim Pesach. He's roasting it, and he decides to eat some of the Karim Pesach. He's stuck. He has to stay by the Tanner because you can't eat in two different places. So he's stuck there. So what's he supposed to do? He can't leave. He can't eat. So the Gemara says, "Im hayapikech." If he's a smart guy, "Mimala kriso mimenu." He should fill his stomach up while he's in the kitchen roasting it, and he started his meal already, and he can't eat elsewhere anymore. He should just fill his stomach up with the Karim Pesach. Now, "Im ratzu bnei chabur lasos tova." If the people of the chabur want to do a nice tova, a nice favor for him, Barin v'yoshin b'tzidov ochlen divrei Rabbi Yehuda. They could go and sit with him in the kitchen on the floor. This way he doesn't have to start stuffing his face. They could eat it at a regular pace. Mara says, ratu in lo, ratu lo. Only if they wanted, but they don't have to do that. Vamai, why don't they have to do that? Name alu, the waiter should say to them, Hakabilson, you accepted upon me as part of your group, and you know that sometimes if I'm going to be the waiter, I might start eating in here in the kitchen. You have to have that in mind and have to join me in the kitchen. That's what the taina should be, the waiter. So Gemara says, no, shiny hosam da'amri lehei. No, they could say to him, ki kabilcha daita denitcha. Come on, lemitrach lon lidiach lo kabilcha. No, come on, guys. When we accept you as the waiter, we accept you as the waiter to serve us, not for us to serve you. You're supposed to come to us. We're not supposed to drag ourselves to eat on the floor in the kitchen to you. We accept you only to come to us to serve us. So that's why he can't make such a taina. So basically, the Gemara is trying to figure out, does each individual chabura have a good taina to make for himself? The waiter does not have a good taina to make because they could say, we want you to come to be matriach for us, not for us to be matriach you. So the Gemara still has a suffix. What's the din? Could the guy say, you accept me part of the guest list? This is how I am. This is what I do. I eat a lot. That's what you have to accept me as. So Gemara brings another raya. Tashma. B'nei chaburah shahaya yadav shalachem hem yafos. One of the people eats a lot. Roshayin lomar, you could say to him, tol chelkecha v'tzei, go take your portion and leave. Not only that, el afilu chamisha v'asu sibolos, even five people eating together. They made a regular meal during the week. Nothing to do with the Pesach. Regular meal, five people. Roshayin lomar lo tol chelkecha v'tzei. You could tell the guys, get out of here, you eat too much. They had a regular meal together, not a Pesach. You could tell the guy to leave because you're eating way too much. And Shmamina, we learn from here that you can kick one of the guys out for eating too much. The Gemara goes off on his aside for a second. What did the Gemara mean before that says lo amru? My lo od. What do you mean lo od? Not only Karban Pesach you could kick the guy out, but even during the week, a regular weekday meal, you could kick the guy out? What does that mean, lo od? Says the Gemara, lo mi bai kamar. Lo mi bai, it didn't need to say this, but it had to, but even the other case, meaning lo mi bai Pesach, not only Pesach, you didn't have to tell me Pesach, dumati amrile, that they could say, kika bilnecha letune zvicha, that we accepted you only for us to fix the zvicha, to make sure there's no star. But we didn't accept you as part of the guest list to eat so much, so you could kick him out. That is certainly true. Ela filu sibolos, even a regular weekday meal, which all just combined all our foods together on a Sunday night, nami de tzavsa ba'alma, it's simply just... simply just, Rashi says, just like gathering together, who Rashi and Lomar lo tol chelka chavetzei. Even though there's no official guest list, we just all combine together. Even that, which doesn't seem like you should be able to kick a person out, you can kick a person out anyways. That's what the Brisa says. So we conclude from here that you can kick a guy out for eating too much. Then the Gemara has a slightly different version of this question. The Gemara says, Ikadami, others say as follows. This was the Shaila. Ha loi bailon. Ella, this was the only question that was asked. This is what they ask. B'nei chabur rashayin l'chalik o ein rashayin l'chalik. Can they, in the beginning of the meal, could they split everything up to make sure it's fair portions? We'll each take a quarter of the meat and this way it'll be fair? Or no, you can't, and you just have to eat normally, and whoever has faster hands and faster eating, he'll get more and more. What's the din? So Gemara says, Toshma, b'nei chabur shahayu yodov shel echem hem yafos. One guy had quick hands, he eats a lot of big portions. Rashayin lomar lo tol chelkecha v'tzei, you could tell him, get out of here. Only if the guy has quick hand, only if the guy really eats a lot, do we kind of kick him out. But in a case where no one's obese than anybody else, everyone eats at a normal pace, so then you cannot kick him out. So we learn from here, you may not divvy up the portions in the beginning unless the guy has yados yafos.
When you kick him out, he's got to still stay here because he's not allowed to eat in another place.
Right. I guess where does he? That's
depends on the machlokes.
Exactly. So I guess let's say you hold. Either we're assuming it's only if you have shnei makomos, or we just have him like move out 2 feet away out of the chabur. But he's still here.
A little awkward.
Right. A little awkward. He's in cherim, but he's here, but not here. So yeah. Then the Gemara records the following story: Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Berei. They have Yeshua, Ariva, Rifsa. They were having some bread together. So, Bahadai Hadad. They're eating together some bread. Ada Achar Rav Huna, Bread of Yeshua, Chada. Rav Huna had one portion of bread. Achar Rav Papa, Arba. Rav Papa ate four. Rav Papa was known to be a very large man. He ate four portions. Samalah, Pali Liga. Give me some of it. Come on, share with me a little bit. Samalah, Rav Papa says, Kabilson, you accepted me. Part of the you can't just kick me out now. This is at the din. We're part of the same Chabur. I'm a little faster than you. Ace ve kohani tuyuf, do you ask all the kashas to Rav Papa? Vishani Kiddushin, and they answer all the questions like we said above. The same shock that the Tari the Gemara had, that was a discussion where Papa and Rav Huna had. Then finally, Eisvei B'nei Chabur, they asked the question for the B'nei Chabur, which the B'nei Chabur says, you could kick the guy out. So we see that Mephorosh Abraisa says to Rav Papa, I'm allowed to kick you out. Give me my pork. Split it evenly. So Amrilei, Hasam the Amrilei, now there they could say to them, Ki kabil nechal tikunis vicha. No, they responded back that we accepted upon you only to fix our chabur, to make sure there's no leftovers, but not to take everything away from me. So the Gemara says, Eisive Sibolas. They asked the question from the case of Sibolas where they had a regular weekday meal, that even a weekday meal, you could kick the guy out. We're having a weekday meal here. So Palaglai, so he ended up splitting it up. Okay, Rapapa was Moda, and they had an even split between. They had half and half. So then another story is, Azal Arub Bahadei Ravina. Then Rav Huna went on, and he had a meal with Ravina. He didn't have the best people he had lunch with. Az Acher Rav Huna Breda Vishur Chada, he had a chance to only have one portion. Acher Ravina Tamna, he ate eight different portions. So Amr Meya Papi Vlo Chada Ravina. He said, I'd rather have 100 Rapapas than one Ravina. Ravina, eight times a person eats. It's ridiculous. I don't remember any Gemara's Ravina was being very large or not, but either way, he ate a lot. And here, I think here's a stopping point. Yeah, I think actually this is a good stopping point because the next is a continuation. Yes, let's stop here because the next goes on to the next das. Well into it.